Unit 2. Friendship. Lesson 1. Making friends. Listening and speaking. 3. Make friends through dancing.
B. Listen to a dialogue about making friends through dancing and filling the blanks.
So, how do you know Jane?
We used to practice dancing in the same training center.
Do you still dance there?
Not anymore, but we remain friends. How do you know her?
She's my best friend's sister.
No kidding. Who is your friend?
You might know her. Her name is Sherry.
Sure. How long have you known her?
Let me see. We met during our first year of high school. I guess I've known her for about 7 years by now.
I wonder how we've never met before.
Maybe we have.
4. I have a good friend.
B. Listen and repeat.
Tom, can you tell me something about your best friend?
Yes, she is Lucy. We knew each other when we were in primary school.
Wow, how do you keep your friendship?
We totally love, support, and trust each other, and tell each other secrets.
You must be happy to have such a friend.
Yes, I like her very much.
How I wish I could have such a kind of friend. Thank you.
With pleasure.
C. Listen and judge.
Reading and writing. 6. Keeping in touch. B. Read the text with the following questions in mind.
1. What did the writer send to her friend on Halloween?
2. What did her friend write as a reply?
2 years ago, my family moved. The day when we left, my best friend and I cried together for hours. When we finally arrived at my new house, I ran to the phone to tell her my address and phone number. On the first day of school, I called to tell her how it went. Then, on Halloween, I sent her a letter and a picture. Finally, she wrote me a letter. It wasn't even a letter, just a piece of paper saying, "Best friends forever." When I finally got her email address, I emailed her the longest letter I have ever written. I never received an email back. After 5 more email messages, 3 phone calls, and 2 more letters, I started to consider giving up. After 2 years of disappointment, I finally got a phone call from my best friend. She told me how sorry she was for not writing and about how busy she had been. I came to realize that true friends never really lose their special connection. Even after 2 years, it felt like we had just talked yesterday. Now she and I write regularly, or at least she tries to, and she tries hard.
8. Read and recite.
Misfortune tests the sincerity of friends.
The friendship of a gentleman is insipid as water.
A faithful friend is the medicine of life.
Old friends and old wine are best.
A friend is never known till a man has need.
Set great store by friendship. Lesson 2. Thank you, my friend. Listening and speaking. 3. At the airport.
B. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks with the words you hear.
Well, here we are. You're in plenty of time for your plane.
Don't forget the small bag, Jane. I can't believe the time has come to say goodbye. I'm not really sure I want to leave. Oh, you'll be glad to get home to your family, I'm sure. Yes, I suppose so. Well, thank you both very much for having me to stay with you. It's been like a second home for me. We are glad you've been happy here. It's been a pleasure to have you.
Don't forget to write to us, Jane.
Don't worry, I won't. Thank you once again for all you've done for me and for bringing me to the airport. Goodbye.
4. That's very kind of you.
B. Listen and repeat.
Can I give you a lift home, Lucy?
That's very kind of you, Jerry. Thank you.
Please hold my umbrella while I get my keys out, could you?
Of course. It's a terrible night, isn't it?
Yes. The door is open now.
Thank you.
Where shall I drop you?
Would you mind stopping at the corner?
Not at all. But you live farther on. Can't I take you to your house?
Jane is having a piano lesson tonight, and I promised to pick her up. Her teacher lives at the corner.
In that case, I'll wait and drive you both home.
Thank you very much.
C. Listen to the dialogue again and answer the following questions. Reading and writing.
6. Sand writing. B. Read the text with the following questions in mind.
1. Why did he write it in the sand when someone hurt him?
2. Why did he write it on the stone when someone did something good for him?
A story tells that two friends were walking through the desert. During their journey, they had an argument, and one friend slapped the other one in the face. The one who got slapped was hurt. But without saying anything, he wrote in the sand, "Today my best friend slapped me in the face." They kept on walking until they found an oasis, where they decided to take a bath. The one who had been slapped got stuck in the mire and started drowning, but his friend saved him. After he recovered, he wrote on a stone, "Today, my best friend saved my life." The friend who had slapped and saved his best friend asked him, "After I hurt you, you wrote in the sand, but now you write on a stone. Why?" The other friend answered, "When someone hurts us, we should write it down in sand, where the winds of forgiveness can erase it away. But when someone does something good for us, we must engrave it in stone where no wind can ever erase it."
Teacher's World. A. Phonetics. Being. N. M. U. 发词音字母组合。
N. N. Nice. Need. Win. Seen. Din.
N. M. More. Meet. Mix. Seem. Dim.
NG. Ring. Song. Bang. Wing. Seeing.
Practice. Give a name. Kitchen garden. Young children. National economy. Rain drain.
Some men. A firm manager. A warm morning. Tom's poem. Famous mountain.
Sing a song. Spring up. Old and young. Eating and drinking. The wedding ring.
Time is money.
What is done can't be undone.
I had no sooner reached home than it began to rain.
Rain before 7, fine before 11.
I can't think of anything for the song.
From morning till evening, Sam sings the song again and again.